This is the beginning of a new day.
This is the beginning of a new day.
God has given me this day to use as I will.
I can waste it.
I can waste it.
I can waste it or use it for good.
What I do today is important.
What I do today is important.
As I am exchanging the day of my life for it.
When tomorrow comes,
this day will be gone. Forever.
This day will be gone forever.
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 Leaving something in its place.
I have traded for it.
I want it to be gain, not loss.
Good.
Good.
Good, not evil.
Success.
Success, not failure.
In order that I shall not forget.
In order that I shall not forget the price I've paid for it.
The show Pitbull mascot and head of security. Now, Steve in D.C.
Ladies and gentlemen, B. Arthur.
Excuse me?
On why we shouldn't be eating fried chicken.
What?
Hello, I'm B. Arthur.
Yes.
The people for the ethical treatment of animals. You may have heard of the Colonel's secret recipe, but you probably have no idea what goes into the making of a bucket of Kentucky fried chicken.
I don't care!
Fried chicken. Sadly, the main ingredient is cruelty.
Oh, dear God. B. Arthur.
Sadly.
The main ingredient is cruelty. Well, guess what?
I'll have mine extra crispy. Can I have a bucket of extra crispy cruelty?
That's what I want, baby.
Thank you. Yay!
I'm B. Arthur.
Hello. I'm B. Arthur.
Now, your information update.
Tuscaloosa businessman and developer Stan Payton has presented his view of the future of the old McFarland Mall property as a multi-use development to the Tuscaloosa City Council Finance Committee. It comes with a $65.1 million economic enhancement and could earn up to $10 million a year.
I've already have engineers and other professional services working on the project on an hourly basis. Certainly could stop them if the council for some reason didn't go forward, but hopefully that won't be the case.
crumble from the mall has remained an eyesore as Pate waited on the last lease on the site to expire. The council unanimously approved the plan and will send it to the full council. TPD has arrested a 12-year-old they claim is responsible for 8 recent vehicle thefts. He not only stole vehicles, but he attempted to steal more. He also broke into cars and stole items, including cash. He also stole a credit card, making more than 1,000 in online purchases. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more local news. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
Stevie DC Show. Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, April 24th. Good morning, Donald Hartley. How are you, sir?
Good midweek. Downhill from noon today, it's downhill toward the weekend.
It is indeed, and it's hump day, of course, and we get over the hump. And how about that Alabama baseball team? Are we almost done?
Yeah, the season is just, end of the season is just ahead. Wow. They played their last midweek game last night against Samford. Bulldogs came down and played at the Joe, and Bama came away with a 14-5 win. So that sets them up for the weekend series, and we're just a couple of weeks away from the Southeastern Conference postseason championship tournament.
Postseason college baseball already staring us in the face.
It's amazing how fast the season has gone.
Where is time going? I mean, time marches on, man. Well, it's a full-on sprint, actually, at this point.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely a... I think the Mayor's Cup is slower than what time is. the Mayor's Cup is coming up this weekend.
Well, it is, and we got the mayor coming up live, Walt Maddox. He'll probably be in training. He'll join us at 8 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, he's a big runner. He played football at UAB. Oh, yeah.
He's probably running right now. He runs early and, of course, listens to this show in his headphones. So, good morning, Mayor! It's Stephen DC's show. Intern Kat is here for her final few appearances on the show as she is preparing to graduate from the university.
What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa,
whoa. Well, I'll tell you what's new. A diploma. Look at you, girl. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you even believe you're about to be a college graduate? Has it been a long 4 years for you?
No, it's been the fastest 4 years.
Really?
Yeah. The fastest 4 years ever, yes.
Now take it from me, because I've been there and done that. These are the times of your life.
Yeah, I know.
Slow them down as much as you can and enjoy every minute of it. Because the only thing that now awaits you is adulting. Cat's in the corner in a fetal position. I don't blame her. I'm not good at adulting. I mean, I
is that why you don't do it?
I play for a living. I mean, people find it hard to believe. This is my job. This is fun. Me and DC have it made on the radio, you know? And man, I have friends that thought I would do this until I got a real job. Well, here I am many years later still doing it. And that's how that goes. But, man, I hope you find whatever you're looking for, you know, that makes you happy. That's the thing.
Thank you.
That's my advice to you. Do what makes you, what makes Kat happy.
Yeah. Always tried to, so.
Kat's got to live.
Hope they won't stop now.
No, don't. Kat's got to live with Kat. Now, today is, let's see, how do you say it correctly? Administrative Professional Assistant Day. Yeah, Administrative Professionals Day, and it really is Secretary's Day, because that we all know this who runs the office. 9 times out of 10, the secretary runs the office, not the boss. The secretary, and because secretaries have not always women anymore, but used to be a woman's job, but we don't do that much anymore. So now we're not allowed to say Secretary's Day.
Really?
Yeah, we have to call it Administrative Professionals Day.
Oh, okay.
So we honor all of you administrative professionals out there, and to all the bosses listening, remember to do something nice. Take that person to lunch. I don't know, flowers. What's appropriate? Chocolate. Yeah. I think a raise would probably be the best thing you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't forget your administrative professional today. Now,
who just acknowledge it. Say something.
This is from the day and age. I remember it. Some of you remember it, but Kat doesn't remember it. Let's go back in time. This is when it was called Secretary's Day.
Instructional Films from the 60s presents Secretary's Day. Look, there's Linda. She's a secretary. Linda's wearing a mini skirt, uh-oh, pantyhose, high heels, and a beehive hairdo loaded with Aquanet. Here comes Linda's boss. He's smoking a Salem cigarette in the office and asks Linda to get him a cup of coffee. Uh-oh. As she turns, he pats her bottom. He's inviting her into his office to take dictation. Mr. Johnson is on the phone with his wife, telling her to eat dinner without him.
Next, he tells Janet he wants to thank her on Secretary's Day by taking her out to dinner. Looks like Janet's going to get a raise.
And that's the way.
That's a tough one.
That's the way it was. Admin, baby.
We take it to Nashville now, live for Jimmy Carter's report. Everything trending hot, Nashville to Hollywood. Good morning, Jimmy Carter, and a big roll, Todd from T-Town.
You're so kind to give me a lead-in like that.
How about that?
The one you hit a commercial with loose stools and all this other stuff. Good Lord.
All right, it seems to play right before your report.
It always
frequently
plays right before me. Oily. Colt Ford. I like to do follow-up stories. A lot of people in journalism dropped the ball on that.
Yep.
Told you Colt Ford had a heart attack April 4th. He's better.
Good.
He's doing better.
Good.
He now knows, he's kind of replaying what he knows. He said he went to his tour bus after he played, texted his girlfriend, his fiancée, hi, baby. He said, then that's next thing you know, I was in the hospital surrounded by her and my son. He said, I was clinically dead on the tour bus floor when they revived me, and Brantley Gilbert was there the whole time. He went with him when he was rushed to the hospital, and they took him to some kind of like urgent care or something.
Uh-huh.
And they were not able to do that. Brantley Gilbert said, I don't care what you got to do. Get him to the other hospital ASAP.
Wow.
And they did. And they did. So three stents and who knows what all.
Good Lord. Well, thank God Brantley Gilbert was there. He may have saved Colt Ford's life.
No doubt. And I've always said this to my daughter and anybody else. When you can go do something, have a wingman.
Yeah.
Have a wingman with you. I know Steve always has a wingman.
Always have one or two, yeah.
And it's good to have a wingman with you. So if you do have a problem, someone's going to have your best interest and not some you're waiting for the kindness of a stranger.
Well, you know, one of my wingman is probably Audio Bob, and I bought a defibrillator online, and I keep it around just in case, and even taught Audio Bob how to use it.
I actually know how to use one of those.
Oh, and Kat, our intern, knows
EMT,
how to use it.
I'm sorry, EMR certified.
Good.
Well, that's
don't
pretty
call
cool
me if you need
she's
it.
She's our wing girl.
Happy birthday, Kelly Clarkson. She's 42 years old today. What a talented woman. What a talented woman. And three-octave range singer, songwriter, TV host, author. She can do it all. Just drew the wrong guy when it came to getting married. But yeah, she'll be all right someday. She's a really talented. I like that song, My Life Would Suck Without You.
I do, too. And yet that girl can sing. I mean, she can sing anything.
So yep. Good.
She can. Jelly Roll. He's made the national, international news now with this weight loss thing that he's doing, training for the 5K on May 7. We'll see if he does that. But CNBC's picked it up. Daily Mail's picked it up. His wife, Bunny XOXOXO, who has her Dumb Blonde podcast, you know, she's gone out there, man. She generates the hits. 3 million views, 16,000 comments about this. And she was defending her husband, saying, hey, he was heavy. He's losing 250. He's already lost 70, and just saying the internet can say whatever they want to about you. They say you're a celebrity. You're supposed to be able to handle it.
Jelly. No. Jelly had to get off the internet because
yeah, he did.
All this weight
shaming. He said, what you see is what you get.
Yeah,
you know,
that.
The internet's the great thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really a great thing.
Can be.
But it's also got the Wild West viper section.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, where people are just hiding in the down to shoot you. Yeah. Miranda Lambert's got a new song. It'll be out next week called Wranglers. She said it's in the vein of gunpowder and lead.
Okay.
So I think she's found some energy here somewhere.
Good.
Luke Bryan said maybe he didn't slip over that cell phone. Maybe he was just, you know, the ground was wet or whatever.
Oh.
But he said he'd been going to a chiropractor because he has back issues. And he said, first thing I thought of when I landed on my back was all that work and my back is going to be out again.
Yeah, because he back planted, man, hard.
He did. He slammed it. It's like a WWE wrestling thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Kelly Pickler did okay the other night when she sang Patsy Cline for the special. They did an all-star salute to Patsy Cline with Jill Biden there and Pat Benatar and all kinds of people. Didn't say where it was going to run, though. I think they did it in probably PBS, I bet, will buy it because it's pretty good.
I like that Kelly Pickler. We had the good fortune to hang out with her in the studio one time. And I'll tell you what, she is a free spirit, you know, from the word.
You know, that girl can pass a football with her left hand and right hand, with right arm and left arm.
Really?
I played football with her one time in South Carolina. And she was a dual-armed quarterback and could throw the ball, too.
God almighty, Jimmy Carter, look, I mean, you're not a name dropper, and you certainly could be because you've got plenty of names you could drop, but you showered at Graceland and played football with Kelly Pickler. Come on, man. You've had a good life.
Whip both of us. I'm telling you what, she's tough.
She could whip all of us.
Aerosmith, if you want to see him, this is the last chance fall. September, October, November, Nashville, Atlanta are the two closest, Knoxville, and yeah, all that. Everything else is kind of far. People like Steven Tyler, and I think this probably, like Kiss, is their last time. Uh-huh. And other than that, I've been watching a CBS show. I've watched all five episodes on Paramount Plus, uh-huh. Tracker.
Oh, what is that about?
It's good. It's about a guy that looks for missing persons.
Oh, okay.
And he's a mysterious dude, I know that, but we learn a little bit more about him every time, but it's on CBS and Paramount Plus. It's great.
You've never led us wrong with a recommendation, so I'm going to go look for it. Tracker on
Tracker.
CBS.
Tracker. Yeah, watch it on Paramount Plus without commercials.
Except for that one show.
That one time. What? That was, well, that was just,
one time.
I don't even remember the name of that. Yeah. Right. Great report, as always. We enjoy the Jimmy Carter report every morning because we get all caught up on everything hot Nashville to Hollywood.
This is the Stephen D.C. Show.
A 12-year-old has been charged with multiple things, including stealing 8 cars.
Well, and we just talked about that last week.
12 years old?
The audio from those kids that were stealing cars.
And bragging about it.
And bragging about it and saying that it's our fault, the victims, any victim, because you left the car running or you left the keys, you left it unlocked.
Yeah. Well, don't blame us.
And those were little kids. The news reporter said, why aren't you in school?
Yeah, who raised these kids? Where are their parents?
Yeah. That's a $1 billion question. Where are their parents?
He said, I'm out thugging. Yeah. You know,
I'm out thugging. Well,
now this 12-year-old charged with 8 counts of auto theft. That it just blows
my mind. That's unbelievable at 12 years old.
12 years old. All right, onward. It is time now for the morning pledge and national anthem. And this morning, we'd like to dedicate our pledge to everybody on their way to West Blockton Elementary School.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Stephen D.C. Show about to give away stadium concert tickets for Hardy and all of them coming to Starkville, Mississippi. You'll be there too, but we'll get to that in 1 second. If you're interested, though, go ahead and get on the line at 205-339-4953 so that you can win these hot concert tickets. But first,
Over at Duty Noble Field.
Yeah, it's at the baseball field, and it's called Duty Noble Field.
But it's a very, what I'm told, it's a nice...
holds 15,000 people.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, the lines are lit. We'll do that in a second. I got to do something.
And so am I.
Quick. Kat, do you have...
I need some help this morning. I left the house in a hurry. Do you happen to have any Aquanet hairspray in your purse?
Unfortunately, no, I wish.
No.
Yeah. Well, no, Aquanet. I wish your grandma was here because she probably would.
Yeah.
I still use the Aquanet hairspray.
No, it's always been one of the best ones.
It is. Come on. It's in the big purple can. Oh, yes, I do.
Please tell me you don't use Aquanet.
Why would you say that? It
because
holds
your
like,
mother used Aquanet.
Well, in fact, that's who taught me to use it. Normally, on most days, my hair could withstand a hurricane.
That's true.
But I'm out of Aquanet, and I have several things to do after the show today. We've got our first responders lunch at Jalapenos, and then I've got a special meeting with Kip Tyner after that, the president of the city council in Tuscaloosa. And my hair is a mess because I'm out of Aquanet.
Uh-oh.
And I thought Kat might have some, but she obviously doesn't.
Well, I think they'll overlook it.
Maybe so. Well, Kip doesn't have good hair either. So.
No.
Why would you say something ugly like that? I don't know what's gotten into me. It is time to give you tickets to see Hardy, Randy Houser, Dylan Scott, and Travis Denning. And maybe some surprise guests will show up in Starkville. Stadium concert, September 12th.
I would love to see that show.
You can't even buy tickets yet.
I don't get all wound up about shows, but I love Hardy.
I do too.
And I'm becoming a fan of that Dylan Scott. I really like his music.
Absolutely. So, well, we now present another edition of Before Kat's Time. Kat's running out of time. Her last morning with us is Friday. She's graduating from the University of Alabama and leaving
She's
us.
She's not dying or anything.
No. But the clock is ticking on her time with the show, so we're going to do that this morning. If she gets three of these correct, only three, then somebody's going to win these tickets.
And then you will end up in a truck bed watching Hardy in concert. Hello, who is this?
Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
Crystal.
Is that Crystal with a K or Crystal with a C?
A C.
Okay, so not like the hamburger joint.
Nasty.
Okay.
No.
All right. Say hi to intern Kat, please.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Crystal.
Hey, girl, hey.
Now that everyone's acquainted.
Yeah. Here we go. We've got Before Kat's Time. We'll ask questions. I have five that I've prepared. She only has to get three right for you to win the concert tickets, Crystal. So root her on. Give her a big hey-ho.
Good luck.
Well, that wasn't a big hey hell. No, that wasn't. It was kind of.
Give her a big roll tide.
No, can't do that. I'm a War Eagle fan.
Oh my!
Okay,
God.
We're gonna have
and
to.
Nicole.
We're gonna have to lose this line
think,
right here.
I think we've got a bad connection.
We're gonna have to.
Well,
I will disconnect.
I won't even ask how that happened, but let's go. Good luck to you. Question number one: Before Kat's Time, fill in the blank, and you must answer no matter what. Kat, finger licking blank. Finger licking.
Finger licking good, right?
That is correct.
What is that from? Is that McDonald's or something?
No.
What is it?
Kentucky
Fried Chicken.
Thank you.
Finger licking good. But you knew that. You knew it was
one
finger
down.
Good. One down. Okay. Nothing runs like a blank. Nothing runs like a blank.
Like a bull.
Nothing runs like a what?
Nothing runs like a bull. Well, they do run. They do run. I mean, you can't deny that. They run.
Do you know what it is, Crystal?
Is it Ford?
Like a Ford? Nothing runs like a Ford? It's nothing runs like a deer.
Like a deer.
A deer.
Like a John Deere. John Deere.
Okay. All right, here we go. You've got one so far. You got to get three for Crystal to win the tickets. Midnight train to blank. Midnight train to blank.
Midnight train to
Hollywood.
Midnight train to Hollywood.
Well, you could take the midnight. No.
What is?
Do you know that one, Crystal?
Midnight train to Georgia.
Yeah, that's right.
Georgia. Yeah.
To Georgia?
Yeah.
Georgia.
Yeah. I was going to say California. I don't know where. New is a place.
I mean, we're going to go ahead. So we'll name it Before Kat or Crystal's Time, because Crystal's a young lady, too. So you did get that one. That's two. You only need one more.
Oh, so you're giving her the point for getting that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You only need one more. Okay, here we go. Finally, Before Kat's Time. Former Tonight Show host Johnny former Tonight Show host Johnny
Upton. I don't know.
Johnny Upton. Who?
Johnny Upton.
Is that even a name person?
Here's Johnny Upton. Oh.
Johnny Cat. Who is it?
Johnny Cash? Is that what you're thinking? Were you thinking Johnny Cash?
I don't. I honestly have no idea who the old host was.
What do you think?
I only know the Jimmy.
Listen to Crystal. What do you think?
Carson.
Oh.
That is correct. Carson. That's three. That means you got the tickets.
Oh, brother.
How about that? Congratulations. What do you mean, oh, brother? Aren't you proud of her?
She's a War Eagle fan.
Well,
I wanted to see Kat pull through in this time of need.
Okay, here's another one that we just didn't get to for Kat. Smells like teen blank.
This can be dangerous.
Blank.
Smells like
mischief.
Smell like
smells like teen mischief.
What is it?
Spirit.
Smells like spirit. It
teen
was a.
Spirit? Okay.
You don't remember that song?
Nirvana song.
You don't remember that? You know, it's it goes.
Oh, it's this. Oh yeah. My God. Okay.
You didn't realize that's what we were talking about, did you?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Crystal, congratulations. You enjoy the stadium show in Starkville. Hang on. We'll get you hooked up. All right, dear?
All right.
Hey, thank you so much.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
That little baby on that Nirvana album cover.
Wait, the baby that was swimming naked?
Yep. With the little dollar bill floating, you know.
Excuse me?
There was a little dollar bill floating in there with him.
Really?
And, the baby grew up and sued Nirvana and the record company all of them.
Now, the baby was, like, tiny.
Yeah.
Swimming naked, and you could see his thingy. And he grew up and sued them. So didn't somebody sign a release to use that picture?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think they had a release signed. So the baby's family grew up, and in particular, the dude in the picture...
Did he?
He said it was embarrassing, humiliating.
Okay, well, it would have to be. Unless he got a lot of... He would have to be. Because you're nude. Even though you're a little baby, all your friends, you'd never let you forget it.
Yeah,
Did he win the lawsuit?
Let me see. If you Google Nirvana baby...
I never knew this. This is fascinating.
Nirvana baby, well, here it is. His whole story in the New York Times. And there's a picture of him now. There he is now holding the album cover.
Unbelievable.
And
he should recreate the picture now.
Why? It says, why the baby from Nirvana is suing. Spencer Eldon, 30 years old, says, wow, he really accused him of some. Says Nirvana engaged in child, you know what, by putting him naked on the cover of their breakthrough album.
Yeah. Somebody had to say, use the picture.
He was 4 months old when he was photographed by a family friend drifting naked in a pool.
Yeah.
It was taken at a local aquatic center in Patton. It gets up like a public pool.
Yeah.
And then later it got passed on to somebody with the band. They thought the picture was great. So they used it, and they had no permission to use it. They had nothing.
So did he win a settlement or a lawsuit?
Well, I think it's still going on. It looks like the lawsuit is still. He's filed a federal lawsuit.
He should have called him as Rhino.
Against everybody involved. Geffen Records, Kurt Cobain's widow.
He called a bunch of attention to the album cover by filing the suit, you know?
He said he suffered permanent harm.
Have you seen the picture of the album cover?
I feel like I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look it up, and Nirvana. You'll see four-month-old, whatever his name is.
Now, do y'all buy this? Spencer Eldon says he suffered permanent harm because of this and a lifelong loss of income. Earning capacity.
How did they know that it was him, though?
Well, that's the thing.
Well, he should have been paid. Okay, and I get that. He should have been paid, technically.
Yeah.
The family. And he also says he's been in therapy for years to work through how being naked on that cover has affected him.
See, I don't believe all that because I think he wouldn't have called more attention to it with this. He would because it was years ago.
He says,
I don't believe all that. I think the lawyer came up with all that.
He says, these are his quotes. Imagine if you hadn't met anyone who hadn't seen your
thingy.
It's a constant reminder, he says. I have no privacy.
Oh, that's crazy. He was 4 months old.
Mr. Eldon is seeking, this is shocking, $150,000.
I figured he'd want more.
I'd be seeking millions.
Did you see the picture? It wasn't work.
No.
Just awful.
Fresh bunny phone sham calls and unforgettable classics.
The phone sham always has me in stitches. I look forward to it every morning.
Hello?
I'm trying to reach a Mr. Jesse Albright, please. Mr. Albright. This is Frank McClellan calling. I'm the assistant to the postmaster. I service the Pride Crossing region.
Uh-huh.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Are you box 292?
Yes.
A situation has arisen here. Apparently, when you were issued, you were on the list for that P.O. box.
Mm-hmm.
And that inadvertently was issued to you. It's not a big deal. I need you to relinquish that box. We'll just go ahead and forward your mail there to the other address, the Cabot address. You have no problem with relinquishing the box.
No, well, actually, I do.
All right. Well, you understand that the post office, I mean, we do the best we can with it.
Yeah, right. I understand. But it's just a situation. If I get a box delivered through the Postal Service, if I get a manila envelope delivered through the Postal Service, it just gets left out on the back porch.
Well, see, we can't be responsible for the size of the mail
you're getting. Right, I know. That's why I had to get the post office box.
Is there any way you could notify the people that are corresponding with you and request that they not use the large envelopes?
Are you for real? No, it's my business. It's not business. I'm a volunteer for the American Racquetball Association.
Well, see, that's recreation. That's fluff. That doesn't even sound like a necessity. I mean, I understand.
I'm f***ing real. You're yelling at me for getting oversized mail?
I'm not yelling.
Are you f***ing
real? I'm not yelling.
Oh,
I'm going to connect you with my supervisor.
Please.
Supervisor 309. Let me see here. Who have I got here? Mr. Albright? Is that right? Is that correct, sir?
Yeah?
We try to keep all the boxes for really important people.
Sir?
Are you listening?
You sound just like the guy I was talking to. I want to talk to your supervisor now.
I am the supervisor. How dare you? What, are you insulting me? What would you like me to do?
I will tell you one thing.
Listen, you little... Either you... Hey!
Hey, listen, you...
Hey, wait, don't you use foul language with me.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
We say good morning to the mayor of Tuscaloosa, and he's a dang good one. That's just our opinion, and that
nice to us.
Mayor Walt Maddox. Good morning, Mayor.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing this great morning in Tuscaloosa?
We're doing good. I owe you a formal apology, and I'd like to make it to you right now, Mayor.
Okay, what's it for?
Well, I had promised you I would help you train for the Mayor's Cup, and I've just not been able to work it into my schedule, and I apologize.
I understand, man. You can only give so much of yourself.
Right.
You know, yes, I understand. Yes. I look forward to seeing what your time's going to be on Saturday.
Well, I think you're going to enjoy it. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I was pleased to see that you can run it or walk it. So that's a good opportunity.
Can you crawl it?
You can run it. You can walk it. You can walk backwards. You can, you know. I tell you what, really, we're trying to raise money for the Tuscaloosa Pre-K Initiative. And it's become the largest 5K.
That's right.
In the largest 5K in Tuscaloosa. There'll be nearly 2,000 people out there Saturday morning. It's a lot of fun. And there's still time to register. You can go to TuscaloosaMayorsCup.com and hope to see you out there. And we couldn't do it without Mercedes-Benz, who's our lead sponsor, and so many others that have been such an important part of making the Mayor's Cup such a success.
I'm already at the finish line. I'm just going to camp at the finish line.
You remember when that girl got caught cheating in the Boston Marathon, where she just jumped in at the finish? We may do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, look, you guys, you get a special exemption from me.
So if
you just pay the registration fee, we'll take care of the rest.
Look, if DC and I run in your marathon Saturday, you need to add another sponsor because we'll need them, and that's going to be DCH.
Yes.
Hey, I'll see what we can do, man.
I can see it now.
There's excitement in the air. Our friend Stan Pate yesterday making his pitch for a special project for the McFarland Ball redevelopment, and maybe bringing in, first of all, making it look nice. And that is primetime real estate for so many people coming into town. It's our front door, I believe, is the way it was described. And I like that. So give us your overview on what this pitch was and where it stands.
Well, I think the for the city of Tuscaloosa, I would put it as a historic day and a historic opportunity. For the last, really, for the past year, but frankly, since probably the 2010 onward, we've been in discussions with Mr. Pate about what's the best way to move forward with the old McFarland Mall site, the Encore site. And really, for the past year, his team and our team have been going back and forth over different proposals. The amount of work done by Scott Holmes and Carly Standridge and our team here at the city. We also hired our own experts, people to do independent analysis, legal experts, economic development, and financial experts. I know that he did the same. And I think yesterday was a culmination of those good faith efforts to get to an agreement that has no upfront money for the city of Tuscaloosa, puts all the risk on Mr. Pate. There's not one bit of risk to the city of Tuscaloosa.
I love this. I love hearing how positive all this sounds. It sounds like after many years, might be able to get this done.
Yeah.
We have one more vote before the city council. I think it's May 7th off the top of my head. But based off the comments I heard from the city council, they agreed with the recommendation put forth. And I'm hopeful to get it across the finish line. This, again, no upfront money for the city, no risk for the city. Mr. Pate has to build all the infrastructure to city specifications, and it will become then public infrastructure. And I think it's also important to note that there hasn't been a major commercial development in Tuscaloosa in my lifetime that hasn't required some form of incentives. It's just natural and part of the progress. What makes this agreement, if approved by the council, a little bit different is it's not going to be just, it's not going to be all at one time like a university mall or Midtown or Shops of Legacy Park. The uniqueness of our economy, frankly, the uniqueness of who is being recruited into the site, requires more of a, I use the word piecemeal, that's probably not the best word, but a parcel by parcel approach.
Okay.
Mr. Pate hinted at it yesterday, but there are some, there are very good discussions that are ongoing with many names that people come to you and say, we would like that in our market.
That is terribly, terribly exciting.
And
of course,
exciting.
Stan Pate, look, I know it's been a little rocky off and on with you and he and stuff down through the years, but he has the heart the size of Texas, and I know he loves this community and would love to see this happen, and we would too. And Mayor, we take credit for bridging the gap between you and he and making this relationship now very workable. I feel like we've saved a marriage.
Are you good with that?
Well, yes. I think I was going to actually nominate the two of you for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Well.
I mean, this is kind of up there with the Camp David Accord.
Yeah,
in my mind,
it's the least you could do.
We'll settle for a key to the city.
Yes. I'll settle for the. Do you? Are you thinking a summertime Buc-ee's opening or fall? I mean, what?
Yeah, yeah.
What are your thoughts?
We have pestered Stan many times on the show to bring a Buc-ee's in, and he put DC in charge of doing the research, and I don't think that's worked out too well.
Come on, where are we on that, DC? I mean, what are the numbers telling us?
I'll tell you where we are. They need like $1 million up front to bring it in. So that's where we are.
You put in $500,000, and Mr. Pate will put in $500,000, and we'll get it across
and
that
we're
finish
set.
Line. Right?
I like that vision. Now, so tell us about this relationship and how it changed to the point that y'all are ready to work together.
Well, I've known Mr. Pate for a long time, and certainly, there's been ups and downs in that relationship because, we're both pretty determined individuals, and sometimes determined individuals have different feelings and thoughts, but the thing you got to hand to Mr. Pate is he's been extremely successful in what he does.
Oh, yeah.
This has been a passion project for him, and, my job is to represent the city. And I love this city. I love this community. And I think believe Mr. Pate believes the same. And I think we both decided, especially coming off the 21 election cycle, let's both sit down and talk and figure a way to yes. And I think that's what you saw in this.
Yeah.
We had proposals. they said, we're not sure we want to go in that direction. They had proposals. We said, we're not sure to go in that direction. But the whole time, we all knew we wanted to get to yes, get to an agreement that's good for Mr. Pate, good especially for the city of Tuscaloosa, the taxpayers, and quite frankly, the people of South Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Cassius Lanier, I know, is all behind this because it's his district, and that's a good partnership, I know, with he and Stan Pate.
But Audio Bob, we can't let that slip by what he just said a second ago. He said, Stan Pate and I are both pretty. Stop it right there. Just pull that clip so we can play that.
Will that be fake news? Well, I don't know.
Yes. You're both pretty.
You know, the national politicians could learn something about how you guys have negotiated and bridged this gap and all of that. So I just think that's great.
Well, I said this yesterday, and I'm in it. I could not be prouder of our team and his team. And there was never a point over the last year, really, where there was anything that came up that said, we're not going to try to find a solution to it.
Has he offered to fly you anywhere in his jet?
No. I'm not certain we can do that under Alabama law, but
I
don't want to break any laws, but
come on, Steve, I want to serve people and not time.
That is very funny. That ought to be on a T-shirt.
That's a headline right there.
This is why we love Walt Mattis, yes, right here.
I want to serve people, not time.
So, you know, I think there's a confidentiality agreement on some of the people that may be in talks to come if this project moves forward or when it moves forward. And I think Mr. Pate himself, who we're planning to talk with on the show here before long, had mentioned a Dave and Buster's as a possibility, and then a hotel and some restaurants. What are you hearing?
Well, I'll let Mr. Pate speak to that, but I wouldn't want to violate any of our discussions and agreements. But I do think that I can say this, that the amount of interest on that site is authentic. There are people that are very interested, commercial representatives of these companies, of these places that people say all the time, we would like to have in Tuscaloosa. And yes, it does take, and you look across the nation, incentives are part of that formula, of that matrix by which you land these type of places.
In other words, and we're so not getting all, anything out of him.
but it's all real. And now getting from discussions to groundbreaking to opening, that takes a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not as easy. And there's also things, too. What do interest rates do? What does the economy do? I mean, there's a million other things beyond your control.
Yes.
But I really feel that if the council approves the agreement moving forward, that there is a real, real shot for Tuscaloosa.
And May 7th is when that vote happens, I believe is what you said. And it sounds like if you're reading the tea leaves and talking to your fellow council folks, that's going to not be a problem. It's going to sail right through, right?
I would be surprised. I mean, you should never say that in politics. But
right, right. Yeah.
I would be surprised based off the comments. And the council has been kept in the loop over the past year. The city, our team, we've been updating the council nearly every 2 to 3 weeks. So there's not been anything part of this process that should surprise any of them. It doesn't mean they should not do their due diligence. They absolutely should. This is the largest economic incentive we've ever put before the city council.
Is this historical?
They need to do their due diligence. But at the same time, they have been part of this process since day one.
Okay.
They've been extremely supportive. And Mr. Lanier has done a good job of whipping the votes also. I can't say enough about him. And let me say one thing. I know we may be pushing a break.
No, you go ahead. That's fine.
I mentioned this yesterday. We were talking about the amphitheater and the 10-year plan earlier in the day. And when we went forward with the amphitheater, that was a domino that had to fall. And look at what's happened over the last 11, 12 years in that area.
Yeah.
And more to come.
Absolutely.
There was a lot of risk in doing the amphitheater project, but that domino fell, and success has been there for over a decade in and around the amphitheater.
That's right.
Maybe you could put, as mayor, maybe you could put K-Day in charge of the redevelopment of the McFarland Mall property.
Well, she's done a great job.
She'd have it done by Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
That is so true now. That is so, so true. Hey, I understand also real quick, Mayor, there's a list, I guess, that the city is doing, saying, hey, if we do this, there's certain types of places we don't want on that property. It included payday loan places, vape shops, tattoo parlors, casinos.
Stephen D.C. Studio.
Stephen D.C. Studios,
what?
Things like
what?
That. Is that true, Mayor?
There's a riprap in there. But let me go back to my point, though. The point I was trying to make poorly is that there are certain properties that if that domino falls, then other properties are going to benefit.
Yes.
And I really believe that the domino, if it's able to fall at the old McFarland Mall site, all the way up to Hargrove Road on 82, Skyland Boulevard, both east and west of 82 intersection, I really think you're going to see that domino falling is going to have positive economic reverberations in that entire corridor. That is why we are in this agreement, and that's why we believe and where he wants to go, and that is why the types of projects that people would like to see in Tuscaloosa are very interested now in that site.
If approved on May 7th, it sounds like it will be. What kind of time frame are we looking at after that?
That's going to be more of a Mr. Pay question,
okay.
But again, this is not as simple as you say, okay, Stephen D.C. Studio, let's just sign an agreement. You're talking about national corporations that are looking at sites across the nation. They're lining up their own dominoes. They're gotcha. Looking at interest rates. They're looking at rent. They're looking at all these other things. So, you know, you're probably talking opening of these many different things we hope that ultimately land there are probably 3 years away.
Okay, well, that's not a long time, really. I mean, yeah. it sounds like it, but it's really not in the overall scheme of things.
It's just great to see something now really legitimately happening there, yeah. And that's the great
something
news.
Realistic that everybody seems to be on board with.
Yes,
the city,
yes.
and our friend Stan Pate.
And as part of the agreement, Mr. Pate has to go in and put in the infrastructure in advance of what is coming. He will actually have to put in more than what the incentive before day one, I'm talking about once construction begins, than the amount of the incentive over the next 15 to 20 years. So as he said yesterday, the risk, the onus, the pressure is all on him. Right now, that piece of property generates probably less than $60,000 to $70,000 in tax dollars a year for the city. Anything that happens there, the day one it opens, our schools benefit in terms of six figures and ultimately seven figures
a year. Wow.
Because they're not under the incentive agreement. Those dollars will not be abated.
Okay. That is,
our schools will immediately benefit.
This is a good plan.
That's excellent.
It really is, and
yeah.
God knows it's the front door to Tuscaloosa. And how great will it be? Hopefully, 3 years down the road, to have something big and beautiful that we can be proud of.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
Well, I look forward to being there with you guys, and we appreciate you bringing us together. I cannot wait to write the application for the Nobel Peace Prize.
See, thank you. And now we can both go back to just training for the run
for the Mayor's Cup
this
That's
Saturday.
Right.
Yes.
Hey, we'll see you at the Cup, Mayor. We love you and appreciate you, man.
Hey, same here, guys. Y'all take care. Have a great, great Wednesday.
All right. Super. Mayor Walt Maddox, you heard, giving us credit, even though we were twisting his arm a little bit, for bringing Stan Pate and the city together, and now possibly a redevelopment of the McFarland Mall property with some exciting possibilities. We will be, in days to come, talking with Stan Pate about it, and we look forward to that, as always. So, sounds pretty good. I forgot, we got off the phone with the mayor. I think you remember the old days when Shoney's had the giant big boy outside?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think whatever happens on the old McFarland Mall property, they ought to get a version of Nick Saban that size and put it right out there on the corner. So
a
as
big
you
boy.
Come into town, you see the giant Nick, and I don't mean statue, I mean giant Nick Saban statue. Or a big boy.
Yeah.
The big boy.
Classy, not gaudy.
I'm thinking gaudy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking gaudy, gaudy, gaudy.
Low Lordy, Miss Gaudy.
Lordy, Miss Gaudy.
Yay! Stephen D.C.
Right now, it is time for the morning prayer and inspirational song. We think it's a great way to start the day.
Yes, it is.
And leading us in prayer this morning is our friend. We haven't heard from him in a while, and we're happy to have him on with us this morning. And that is Brother Hank Atchison. Hank, how you doing, man?
Stephen D.C., how's it going?
It's good. It's good.
It is going well. It is good to hear your voice this morning. And if you would, lead us in prayer, please, sir.
I'd be glad to. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for giving us another day.
Lord, you have been so good to us. You are faithful. We exalt you as our King and Lord. Father, I was reminded this morning of Lamentations 3 that says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Your mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. It says, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. Father, I know there are many in our community who are hurting, sick from physical problems to their marriages and families. And Lord, I pray for those out there listening that you would bring them comfort. And Father, I pray that you would give them peace. Pray that you would help them see you and the hope that comes only from you. Father, I pray for our national, state, and local leaders. We just heard from one. They're constantly working and hopefully working towards the good of the community and the people that they serve. God, I pray that you would give them wisdom, guidance, and insight. And Lord, I pray for those who actually make every community go around, and that's the workforce, everyone that does their part for the greater good of the community. I thank you for them, and I pray that you would give them the encouragement and strength to continue. Lord, I pray for those that serve our community in the way of protection, for the first responders that you have put into place to provide a level of protection for us. Lord, I thank you for guys like Stephen D.C., just gifted entertainers that brighten up our day so many times. Lord, I pray that you would use them to let your light shine. I pray that you would bless their efforts. And Lord, I do pray for their intern, Kat. Lord, that you would guide her in this new chapter of life as she graduates. Lord, this morning, most of all, we praise you for Jesus and the love that you have shown through him. Father, in your grace, you have reached down and made a way for salvation through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray that more would come to the knowledge of the salvation you've brought through him. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Hank amen. Atchison, thank you for a wonderful, mighty prayer this morning. Yeah. We appreciate that.
That's great.
Time now for the 95.3 Bear Morning Inspirational Song, and we appreciate Taco Casa for making that possible. The legendary, the one, the only, I may have to have it today, Taco Casa under the biggest cactus in town.
Got that right. I'm very, very sad to hear on Friday morning that this young lady passed away, Mandisa, at 47, which is far too young, and they still don't know what happened there. And she was on American Idol with Simon Cowell, and then went on to a great career in gospel and Christian music. And this is one of the most fun morning songs we can do for an inspirational in honor of Mandisa. It's called Good Morning on 95.3 The Bear.
I hear the pizza, you smoothie, me ice cold pizza, cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon, I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb, cause we both know that his mercy flows in the morning.
Wake up to a brand new
people. No, I'm serious.
This is the Steve and DC Show.
We say good morning now to Wyatt Travis Fulton.
Wait a minute. Well, I guess it could be, yes. We've renamed Wyatt him for Travis Tritt coming to town. He's now Wyatt Travis Fulton. Either way.
I'm sorry, Theodore.
No,
Wyatt Theodore fine. Fulton.
He's WTF. That's
I apologize.
The
I called you Travis.
It works either way.
Yeah, Wyatt Theodore Fulton, WTF sports headlines now. I almost didn't recognize Wyatt when he walked in because he's got a different hairdo this morning.
I felt like a Spanish, like a Puerto Rican in his hair. I felt Puerto Rican. Y'all know I love me some Puerto Rican. I felt Puerto Rican in this. Rican.
The hair looks good on you, Wyatt.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I had to get it nice and trimmed up. We've got some NFL draft content coming up soon, so I gotta look good for the draft.
Exactly right. Big draft now tomorrow night with Nick Saban on ABC TV covering that thing.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Nick Saban knows a lot about football, so I'm excited to get to hear a lot of what he has to say about that.
I think he'll add a lot to it. You know, it'll be fun to see his debut with the Game Day crew tomorrow night. So give us the sports headlines. What's hot this morning, brother?
We're going to stick with some basketball takes this morning. Latrell Wrightsell, a starting guard for Alabama, their best three-point shooter last season, is set to return to Alabama for next season. So he'll be able to lead the team.
Good news right there, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's some good news, yeah.
Sticking with basketball here. Former starting guard, he started 8 games this season. Muhammad Wagi is going to enter the transfer portal and leave Alabama. But I feel pretty good about a couple of big guys. Maybe Clifford Amore from Rutgers and a couple others that could be coming into the program. So you lose one big man, you probably are getting another this
weekend.
That's
exactly right, yeah. We'll take it.
You got to take it. Nate Oates knows what he's doing on that end. And then on the football side of things, our first scholarship player has entered the transfer portal from the football side of things. Defensive lineman Curtis Perry. Okay. He's played in 1 game in 3 years here at Alabama.
Okay,
so
all right. Well, that softens the blow.
It does soften the blow. Yeah. Nobody overly major, but we wish Perry nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
Past Alabama. But a lot of good things going around the sports world. We got the NFL draft coming up tomorrow night. We've got a bunch of NBA awards.
As far as Alabama in first round tomorrow night, is there a defensive player that they've said may go in the first round?
There might be three, actually.
Three!
With Dallas Turner, the edge rusher, and then Terrion Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry, the cornerbacks. So all three of them could go in the first round tomorrow night.
Probably not, but they could. J.C. Latham is probably going to go in the first round. So
I've seen him mocked to the Bengals a lot.
Oh, really? Yeah. We'll have at least one first rounder, at least.
Oh, definitely.
At least two, yeah.
At least two, okay.
You know, Kool-Aid initially was kind of a guaranteed first rounder. He's sort of dropped over the last few months in the draft deal. And Terrion Arnold has risen, so... You know, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out, but we'll have definitely a lot of players in the draft.
And then after tomorrow night, as we head through the weekend with it, we'll get Wyatt to update us every morning about this time with what we call WTF, Wyatt Theodore Fulton Sports Headlines. Have you got a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We're now going to take you out of your comfort zone, Wyatt, and have you help us give away Travis Tritt concert tickets. Will you do that? Okay.
Absolutely. I don't know a ton of Travis Tritt, but I can see if I can
help
out.
Oh, you don't even have to know any to do this.
No,
you'll be fine. Grab a line here for the Travis Tritt giveaway, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Oh, well, let's see. How about this one here? Hello. Who is this?
Michael. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Michael. Say hi to Wyatt.
Hey, hello, Wyatt. Nice to speak with you.
Good to speak with you, Michael. How are you doing today?
Very nice to talk
to you. I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Yes. I'm telling you what, country music radio, Stephen D.C. listeners are the kindest, most polite people in the world.
Aren't they, though?
Yeah. You're over there on sports. He's over there doing sports talk at 11 a.m. on Tide
100.9. Everybody's just very angry. Yes.
Yeah. So he loves being in here. All right. Hey, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put the pressure on Wyatt to win you these Travis Tritt tickets. We do something called Minute to Win It. We put 60 seconds on the clock, Wyatt. All right. We ask a question. You have to shout out answers. You can be wrong as many times as you want to within 60 seconds, but you have to be right at least one time.
Okay.
So if you can get the answer within 60 seconds, Michael is going to the concert. All right?
That's a lot of pressure on me here. Well, Michael may not be too nice if I don't get this. Well,
either way, man, we're good.
Well, I don't believe that, but listen, we'd appreciate it, Wyatt, if you wouldn't come over here and lose a listener for us, so the pressure's on.
Yes.
All right. Take a deep breath, Wyatt.
Never.
Deep breath.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
Wyatt, name something that 31% of us have an extra of in our car right now. 31%, nearly a third of us, have an extra one of these in our car right now. What is it?
Go! Tire.
Keep going.
An extra tire, an extra pair of clothes, an extra bottle of water, an extra hat, an extra...
body.
Some napkins. A lot of people go through a drive-thru. Got some extra napkins. You've got,
he was looking at me when he said that.
Yeah.
You've got some.
What else do you have extra? A set of underwear.
31% of us have an extra one of these in our car right now. Clock is ticking.
An extra, change of clothes, pair of underwear, you know, a jacket or an umbrella, rain jacket, something on that. Something like a pair of shoes, something like that.
He's pretty good at this. A lot of answers. There's your 60 seconds. And I have to tell you this. We just wanted to see you sweat.
Yeah,
I have to tell you this. Your second answer, when you said a change of clothes, which would include a pair of pants, is the correct answer.
Okay, there we go.
I couldn't believe it. It was the second thing out of Wyatt's mouth, Michael, and he was right. How
about
that?
After tire, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Mama said to, you know, take an extra set of clothes with you.
An extra set of pants. Michael, congratulations. You're going to see Travis Tritt on Friday night.
Thank you, man.
Only thing is, you have to sit with Wyatt. So but that's all right.
Right.
No problem. You hang on a second. We'll get you all hooked up. Good job, man. No.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Sweating that out there a little bit.
I know, but hey, you did it for Michael. That's all that matters. It's
and
also
free lunch.
Administrative Professionals Day, a.k.a. Secretary's Day. So if you are one, thank you for all you do. We know who really runs businesses, and it's you.
We do.
And if you're the boss, make sure you do something extra nice for your administrative professional today.
I don't mean any offense to it, though, when I say, hey, little lady, can you get in here and get me some coffee? I don't mean anything by it.
It's just the way, I mean, you know, it's kind of the way it used to be.
Right.
And did we like it?
I did.
And so you've kind of continued to do that.
Right. And but then the ladies, they started letting them vote.
And wear pantsuits.
And all kinds of stuff.
We're making friends, aren't we?
You know we're being completely sarcastic.
Oh, you were?
Yes, it's a wonderful thing that what is it now?
Here is an old school announcement from back in the day. We've come a long way. Listen to this.
Oh, good.
Instructional Films from the 60s presents Secretary's Day. Look, there's Linda. She's a secretary. Linda's wearing a mini skirt, pantyhose, high heels, and a beehive hairdo loaded with Aquanet. Here comes Linda's boss. He's smoking a Salem cigarette in the office and asks Linda to get him a cup of coffee. As she turns, he pats her bottom. He's inviting her into his office to take dictation.
Yeah.
Mr. Johnson is on the phone with his wife, telling her to eat dinner without him. Next, he tells Janet he wants to thank her on Secretary's Day by taking her out to dinner. Looks like Janet's going to get a raise.
Oh, man.
Happy Secretary's Day, right?
Oh, man. The way it was.
And as we continue through the week on the show, when you hear the Stephen D.C. diving board belly flop, what we need you to do is immediately be the first to call us at the Bear, and then you get on the short list like listener Carol just did.
It is Pigs in a Blanket Day. We didn't mention that. I'm
You have already covered up over
I'm
there.
I'm covered up in a...
If I can find a blanket big enough.
I like this blanket a lot.
Pigs in a fuzzy. Blanket Day.
Pigs in a Blanket Day.
Yeah, we'll wear this all day.
Nationally.
Hey, it's also First Responders Lunch Day.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all at Jalapeno's New Watermelon Road. Make that 11 to 1 today. Jalapeno's New Watermelon Road. Somebody wins a trip to the beach powered by Taylor Electrical.
We dedicate the show to our first responders, so we can't wait to see you at the First Responders Lunch and our nurses and doctors as well. We appreciate what you do.
Honor all of our military and appreciate our truck drivers that have made us number one. God bless you.
Jesus is Lord. See y'all.
Roll time.
Hey, 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 Stephen D.C. Say goodbye.
Sorry. The Steve and D.C. Show has left the building.